concerned that an abrupt closure of the Dadaab camps and forcing refugees back to Somalia could have extreme humanitarian and practical consequences. It could also be in breach of international obligation that Kenya has. We've been in contact with the Kenyan authorities, and we are urging them to reconsider this matter, and we've offered our further support to strengthen law enforcement at the Dadaab camps and support other measures that might be needed to protect both refugees and Kenyans against possible incursions.
You can understand the position of the Kenyan government, can't you, following what happened in Garissa?
We're shocked and appalled by these horrific attacks at Garissa University. Having said that, refugees are victims too. They have been fleeing violence and war in Somalia for years. They need protection too.
What is UNHCR doing to root out extremism within the Dadaab camps?
We understand the complex regional security situation, and there have been incidents of violence in the past. We've been working together with the Kenyan to strengthen the presence of law and order in the refugee camps.
So if the Kenyan government refuses to rethink its position on the closure of Dadaab, where are those 350,000 refugees going to go?
In their announcement, they wish that these refugees return to Somalia. At the same time...
But that's not possible, is it?
We don't think it's possible. There have been small-scale returns. We also launched a pilot project in December where people voluntarily returned. They came to us and they say, yes, we know and we want to go back to these places in Somalia. But there are basically three areas and large parts of South Central. We don't consider them to be safe yet.
So where will they go if they can't go back to Somalia?
That would be a big problem. And some of the refugees have come to us and they've asked for, when they heard this, they've asked for resettlement. So that would be a third country who would be willing to take the refugees in. But the numbers are so large, that would be a large operation and very difficult to conceive at this moment.
Does UNHCR think that there could be knock-on effects from this position? Other governments might decide they no longer want refugee camps in their country. How concerned are you about the bigger picture?
We are concerned about the bigger picture, not necessarily because of this, but if you look at the situation over time, the number of refugees and forcibly displaced people have been growing tremendously. We have more than 50 million people who've been either displaced across border or inside the borders of their own country because of war and persecution. There are so many conflicts and wars going on at this moment, forcing so many people to move, that keeping this protection space, this environment for people so that they can flee and ask for protection in another country is still extremely important and is really life-saving.